Okay, so looks like we have a chavruta. A meshech chachma about hashgacha, pratit, and how that should impact our midah. Do you think sometimes when people talk about hashgacha pratit, it's philosophy and how we view the world around us? But sometimes some of the truths of the world around us should influence, if not our behavior, at least our thought and our attitude. So we think that we're free will, and all the decisions we take are free. And our fate is centered upon us. Like, why did Hashem create me? Why did Hashem put me into this world? Why did Hashem put me into this keshet, this talmid? Because His expectations of me, and I have to try to meet those expectations as best as I can. But the things that happen to me in my life are based on what Hashem wants from me and how I respond to them. But there's a very interesting Meshech Chachma that changes that a little bit. The boundary between Hashgacha, between how you see your life, is a little bit different. It's a humbling statement. So when the Torah describes the fact that the Ratzeach v'Shogeg has to stand at your Mechalat until the Kohen Gadol dies, that itself is a fascinating halacha. But listen to the language of the Pasuk. Okay? He has to go to the Ir Mechalat Torah Shenashama. The Yashav Bah, he has to remain there. Ad Mos HaKohen HaGadol, until the Kohen Gadol dies. Asher Moshach Osa B'Shem HaMishcha. That the murderer did Mashiach. The Ratzeach v'Shogeg is the one that appointed the Kohen Gadol. Asher Mashach Osa B'Shem. Okay, now, that's not the real interpretation of the pasuk. There's a comma. But why does the Torah make it so vague and so cryptic that we may make that mistake? So, of course, I'm not the first one to notice this. The Meshech Bach was not the first one to notice this. The Gemara notices and has a drasha. What happens if it was Kohen Gadol number one, who was the Kohen Gadol during the time of the Ratzicha, and then during the process of Mishpat, the Kohen Gadol dies, and then a new Kohen Gadol is appointed. So whose life releases it? After all, he killed and the Kohen Gadol died. He maybe should be scot-free. The answer is, since a new Kohen Gadol was appointed before Gemar Din, that's his Kohen Gadol, and that's the one whose death is going to release him. He said, oh, the old Kohen Gadol died. No, you didn't have your Gemar Din yet. If you have Gemar Din and the Kohen Gadol dies, you're free. But if you don't have a Gemar Din yet, and Kohen Gadol A dies, and the appointed Kohen Gadol B, you have to wait until Kohen Gadol B passes away. That's the drush of the Gemara in Machos. Ad Shalom Nigmar Din. Meshech Chachma says something a little bit different. The person becomes Kohen Gadol. I'm elaborating. You think, why do I become, let's say I became, I'm not a Kohen, but let's say I were, and I was appointed to the Kohen Gadol. It's a pretty high appointment. It's a pretty important position. You think Hashem has expectations of me. Hashem gave me certain talent. I can shape the Beis HaMikdash. I can shape the... Maybe Hashem appointed you to the Kohen Gadol because you're going to have a long life, and Hashem wants that Ratzeach to be in the Ir Mikla for a longer period. Maybe that's the reason you're the Kohen Gadol. It has nothing to do with you. It has to do with that little Ratzeach down in the Ir Mikla. That's the cause. You're just the effect. Maybe the reverse. Maybe Chas Hashem, you're going to have a short life, and Hashem wants that Ratzeach to have a short sentence. And that's how you were appointed Kohen Gadol. So maybe your appointment was based on him, not based on you. Not like the Ratzeach went and appointed you into the Mashiach. But maybe the cause, the logical cause for your appointment was not about you and your life, but about what Hashem's plans are for that Ratzeach. He's a criminal. Not a murderer, but he's a criminal. He took negligent care with someone's life. Maybe your whole arc, your whole keshet as a Kohen Gadol, is based on what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants in that Ratzeach. Wow, that's an amazing concept. The Meshech Chachma doesn't link it back to the Gemara, but maybe, especially if you're appointed the Kohen Gadol when he's having his din, when he's having his mishpat, there may be a siman. Why were you appointed the Kohen Gadol specifically at that point between the death and between the Gemar din? Maybe it's because your appointment is a Kohen Gadol. Now, let me say this differently, and then I'll elaborate a little bit. Sometimes I say this just for shock effect. Could you imagine if the reason you were put on this earth, think about it, you're all young, you're starting out your life, why were you put on this earth? Let your mind answer that question. Why were you put on this earth? But could you imagine if the answer to that question is to have your son? Like, you're going to be, your special contribution to history, your special impact of history is you're going to have a son that's going to be the Mashiach, be a Gadol HaDor, be whatever. Or your wife. Or someone you meet and you'll have a strong impact on. Now, how does that change our life? Well, so maybe I shouldn't, and I will make effort to develop myself and apply my talents. And no, because you don't really know. The beauty of Hashgach is Hashem knows, but you don't, so it doesn't really affect your free will. But it should be at a midos level, not at a philosophy level. Therefore, it's all predetermined, and maybe I'm just here for someone else. Maybe I should reduce the amount of effort I put forward, the amount of talent I express. No. But just to have a sense that you're not the only person in this world. That you're maybe part of a larger puzzle or a larger equation or a larger calculus. And for boys your age, sometimes it's hard, because sometimes that's a little bit of a difference between boys and girls. Boys are very self-oriented. Self-centric means you act selfish. But self, you view the world through your own lenses. It's part of having an ego, part of having... And as you grow older and you start to try to moderate and regulate that ego, part of it is there are other people in my orbit, and it's not my orbit, but there's a larger orbit. I may be part of someone else's orbit. Right? It's just like, imagine you were the star in a movie, just think about some sci-fi movie, and somehow the star in the movie, at the end of the movie, realizes he's a minor player in someone else's movie. And you're not even playing in your own movie, you're playing in... That doesn't mean you shouldn't play your hardest in the movie. It just means it's a little bit of attitude adjustment, not to be self-oriented. And here the polarities are so stark, because these are what's there. It's one thing, if I'm the Kohen Gadol, so that you could be the Nasi, or you could be the Abbasid. I was appointed Kohen Gadol, so my brother could be the Abbasid, or my son could be there. But here, you're appointed the Kohen Gadol because that will affect the Ratzach B'shogeg, some lowlife or something in the Yermikalat. We don't know. Okay? So a cute little brief mission. Have a good day, everyone. Have a good day.
Thank you very much.